Is Jesus Christ the only way to heaven? Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell reveals the answer of how you can know you have eternal life.
And when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, that's the real healing, the healing of a soul, the forgiveness of sin. And so we must understand this morning, it's not enough to hear the truth, but we must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. More important than seeing the light is believing. More important than hearing the gospel is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ.
The challenges of life can leave you looking for answers that only Christ can provide. In our series, Only Jesus, we'll explore what the Bible says about who Jesus is and why you must make Him the Savior and Lord of your life. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. The truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is more than a simple historic fact to know. It is the hope of every believer. Through Dr. Chappell's clear and engaging message, you will understand what the Bible says about Jesus Christ, why it matters to you, and how you can apply these truths to your life today. And now, here's Dr. Paul Chappell with part two of a message called, Only Jesus is the Light of the World.
Oh, I'm glad that I have a Heavenly Father who loved us so much that He sent down the Lord Jesus Christ to live with such certain passion to get the gospel to you and to me. And so we see very clearly this morning the message of Christ to His disciples. He said, I must show the Father's will. I must do the Father's will. And secondly, He said, I must shine in a fallen world. I must shine in a fallen world. Notice in verse 5, we read, the scriptures say, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus declaring Himself as the light of the world. John chapter 8 and verse 12 says this as well. It says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 12 and 46, I am come a light into the world that whosoever believeth on me shall not abide in darkness. Maybe you're abiding in darkness today, and maybe everything you think about is dark or sinful. The games you play on the computer, the jokes you tell at work, the thoughts that you have in your mind. But Jesus Christ wants to shed holy light into your life, saving light into your life. He is the light of the world, and when you walk in Him, darkness will not be what is cast, but light will come forth into this world that needs to see the Lord Jesus Christ. And so He was shining as the light of the world. Now, that is a light that Satan does not want to shine. I often think of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. The Bible says, the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them who believe not. There are many in our world, many in our state, their minds are blinded to spiritual things. They do not see the importance of the preaching of the Word of God. They do not see the importance of the edification of the saints, of the sending of the missionaries. They would give as much credence to the faith of the heathen as to the faith of our founding fathers. May I say to you today that we serve a risen Savior, and though the God of this world has blinded the minds of many, the Bible says when that happens, they will not believe on the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God. Oh, while Satan is trying to blind the spiritual minds of so many today, may we be faithful even in this season to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. In fact, in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 6, the Bible says this, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Has God shone into your heart? I hope He has. If you've accepted Christ, then you're walking in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the message of Christ is simple, that I must show the works of my Father and I must shine the light of salvation. And I pray that we, as His church, will follow in the steps of Jesus, that we will show the work of the Father and that we will shine the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And the light that we want this world to see is not ours. It is the light of the Lord Jesus Christ shining through us. And this was his message. He said, I want to show the work of the Father. I want to shine the light that this world needs spiritually. But notice not only the message of Christ, I want you to see this morning the manifestation of that message. I want you to see that Jesus manifests his light before this crowd in John chapter 9. Notice if you would in verse 6, the Bible says, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation, sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. Now, let's look at this Bible story for just a moment. Jesus Christ, who is the light, by his very nature, dispels darkness. And on this day, he is going to dispel the physical darkness of this blind man. And he manifests his power as the Son of God in healing. He shows forth his power for those who were unbelieving, that they might see his power to heal. The Bible tells us in this verse 6 that he made a little clay and he touches the man's eyes and he says to the man, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. And the man returned seeing. Oh, listen, it was not the waters of the pool of Siloam that healed the man. It was his obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he was healed, and in healing he showed forth the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And also we see that he proved his own faith. In other words, this man was commanded to go and to wash in the pool. And you and I are commanded not to wash in the pool of water, but to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ that we might be saved. You see, this man could do nothing to save himself. He could do nothing but obey the message of Jesus Christ. The message to you and to me today is very clear, that whosoever believeth on the Son of God shall be saved. We must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus could have just touched this man's eyes and he would have seen instantaneously. He could have created eyes on the spot for the man, but he tells him to go somewhere else. Why? Because Jesus is calling for obedience. Jesus is not looking merely for lip service. He's looking for a heart that trusts in him. And may we have a heart to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus manifests his power in healing this man. And Jesus shows us this power in the testimony of this man. Notice in verse 25 of this passage, the Bible says, and he answered, this man answers, and he says, whether I be a sinner or no, I know not. But one thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. You see, the power of Jesus and the light of Jesus is not only seen in Christ himself, who ordained and fulfilled the healing of this blind man, but it's also seen in the blind man as he begins to testify. And people said, well, he's just a sinner. And he said, whether I'm a sinner or not, I don't know. This is what I know. I was blind and now I see. And my friends, I want you to understand that the light that we show to this world may be the only light they ever see. The light of Jesus through us may be the only light they ever see. And this man was not a theologian. He'd been blind from birth. This man was not highly educated. He didn't know a lot, but he knew this. He knew that once he was blind and now he could see. And if you're a Christian, you know that once you were lost and you were without hope and you had no hope of a home in heaven, but now you have hope and you have Christ and now you can testify to what Christ has done for you. And when you do that, you are the proof of the power of God. The manifestation of Jesus Christ in the Antelope Valley is his church alive and witnessing and testifying to the great things that He has done for each and every one of us. And so others saw the change in this man's life, and he was able to proclaim what God had done for him. Oh, what a tremendous blessing. In fact, I notice in verse 25 that he says, "Whereas I was blind, and now I see." You see, here is a man testifying of what Jesus Christ had done, what only Jesus could do. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved." This man met the Lord Jesus Christ. Darkness was dispelled. Illumination filled the air. And it all testifies to the deity of Christ and the power of Christ to change lives even today. This man's life was so changed. I trust that you understand what that's all about, that your life has been changed by Jesus. The Bible says in verse number 30 these words, "The man answered and said unto them, Why, herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God, he doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing." In other words, this blind man, now made whole, is preaching himself that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We live in a pluralistic society. We hear from some elected officials and some religious officials that all roads lead to the same place and all religions are the same, and Jesus is one of the good gods. Put him right here on your God shelf, they tell us. But my friend, we serve a Savior whose name is above every name. He is high and exalted and lifted up. And even this man, most recently healed, was able to say, "This is the Son of God." And so we hear the message of Jesus, "I am the light of the world." But we see the manifestation of Jesus. His light changes lives. We see it in the blind man, and may we see it in our own lives as well. Well, I want to conclude this morning by showing you the meaning of this passage. We've seen and we've heard concerning Christ and His message that He's the light of the world, His manifestation that His light dispels spiritual darkness. But what is the real meaning of the passage? And I want you to pick up with me in verse 35 as we see Jesus explaining to us the application today. Jesus heard that they cast him out, speaking of this man that had been healed. And when he had found him, he said unto him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that is talking with thee." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped. You see, all of the miracles in the Bible were not given simply so that someone could say, "Oh, I experienced this, I experienced that." A lot of people are experiential in their way of thinking, and yet it was more than the experience. The experience was to point to the Savior. And now this man understood. Jesus healed him so that Jesus could save him. And when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, that's the real healing, the healing of a soul, the forgiveness of sin. And so we see the meaning before us. We see, first of all, it is revealed by Jesus Christ. It is revealed in this fact, the Bible says in verse 35, Jesus found the man. I'm so glad that we have a Savior who seeks us. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost. He searched for this man, and perhaps he's been searching for you watching today. Perhaps he's wanting to call you unto himself. Perhaps he's been seeking after you in this way, John 20 and 31. "But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." No one has life eternal. No one has spiritual life apart from Jesus. Only Jesus can give spiritual life. And so this life that we speak of, this meaning that we speak of, is revealed by Jesus Christ, who's seeking you today. But notice, it's not only revealed by Christ, it is received by faith. Now, it's one thing for Jesus to show himself to this blind man and to say, "I that speak to thee am the Son of God." What a wonderful thing that was. Yet, I have seen God's truth revealed to thousands who have said, yeah, whatever, and they've walked away. It's one thing to have the truth revealed to you. It's another thing to do what the blind man did, and he said, I worship you, Lord. I believe that you are the Son of God, and I worship you as the Son of God. This was a man that we would say was truly saved, truly born again. His life was changed by the doctrine, by the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we must understand this morning, it's not enough to hear the truth, but we must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you see that in verse 38? He said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. You see, more important than seeing the light is believing. More important than hearing the gospel is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 10 says, He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself, and he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. My friend, do you know that you have eternal life? Is that settled in your heart? Jesus said, I've revealed the truth to you that you might know it. And he says, he that has the Son has life. And he that has not the Son of God has not life. Now this blind man, he saw Jesus physically, but he saw him spiritually. He believed, and when he believed, he received everlasting life. He that hath the Son hath life. Have you received Christ as your Savior? Oh, this is the meaning of the passage, that there is a God in heaven who seeks us, and there is a God in heaven who loves us, and that when we put faith in his Son, Jesus Christ, he will redeem us from our sin and give us a home in heaven. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. This man believed. And then it tells us this man worshiped. Worshiping God is here the evidence of the salvation of the blind man. Here was a man who did not just say something to Jesus, but here is a man who, with his act of worship, gave evidence to his faith found in his heart. The light of Jesus was shining through his life. And when we read these words, when we hear a man who says, I believe, and he worshiped him, we're seeing the life of a changed man. I remember years ago when my parents were missionaries in Korea. They were starting a church back in about 1977. And as a part of the church plant, we were going from business to business, from house to house, passing out flyers and inviting people to come to a special revival meeting. One day, as I was walking down a fairly busy and narrow street passing out flyers, I walked past a place of business. The business sold coal, and back then the Korean people would buy coal and would place it under their house to heat the floor at night. As I walked by, I noticed that there was a teenage girl sitting on top of the coal, and the sight struck my mind and heart. I had a fleeting moment of compassion, but kept on walking. After a moment, though, the Holy Spirit touched my heart and spoke to my heart about going back, and I went back, and I gave the young lady a flyer and invited her to the revival meeting. Much to my delight, she came later that evening to the church service. Her clothes were dirty with the coal, and even her skin and face had coal. But that night, she accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior. She believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. What a thrill it was. I'll never forget the next night as she came early, she was talking to my mother. My mother had already learned Korean fluently by that time, and I noticed the young lady was crying. Later, I learned that she said to my mother, "My father is a Buddhist. My father said that if I come back to this church one more time, that he will kick me out of the house. He'll not let me live in the house." My mother prayed with her and consoled her and counseled with her. Frankly, we thought we would never see the young lady again. Much to our delight, once again the next night, however, she showed up to the services there, and she worshiped the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm sure within her heart there was great consternation, loving her Father, and yet now having a new Heavenly Father, something like we feel as Christians right now, concerned for safety, listening to all the mixed signals of the governmental agencies, but so wanting to come and worship our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I'm so thankful that the young lady came again. She stayed with missionaries for a few nights, and finally, later that week, one of the missionaries was able to lead her father to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But I share that story with you to remind you that a true faith is a working faith. A saving faith is a faith that is a worshiping faith. And this young lady was saved, but there was a desire in her heart to worship the one who had saved her. Christian friend, I ask you today, is the light of Jesus shining through in your life? Is His light shining gloriously so that His life is worshiped, His work is worshiped by you? Oh, may we have a life that evidences faith in Jesus Christ. And if you're watching today and you do not know Christ as your Savior, and you've never had that time where you put faith in Jesus Christ, then I want to encourage you today to simply turn to Christ and in faith speak to Him in prayer and say, Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, but I turn to You now. And Jesus, I turn exclusively to You. And I know that You died on the cross for me and Your blood was shed for my sin. I ask You to come into my life and be my Savior. And the Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And when you put your faith in Christ alone, He promises you a relationship, a home in heaven for all of eternity. Only Jesus is the light of the world, and only Jesus can illuminate your heart and save your soul for all of eternity. As we think about this meaning, the wonderful meaning of this passage, as we realize that it is the revelation of Christ, it is the reception by faith that brings salvation, I remind you of John chapter 1 and verse 4. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. You see, the Sadducees and Pharisees, they rejected that Jesus was the light of the world. They rejected that He was eternal God. But this blind man, whose sight was restored, he realized that only God could change his life like this. He believed on Jesus, and he worshiped the Lord Jesus Christ. May we be a believing and a worshiping people. And if you have accepted Christ as your Savior today, if you have prayed to the Lord Jesus Christ and said, Lord, as a sinner, I ask You to come into my life and be my Savior. If you realize that only Jesus is the light of the world, and if you realize that as a sinner, you have called out to Him and asked Him to forgive your sin and to be your personal Savior, why don't you let us know about that today? We'd love to rejoice with you and send you some material that will help you to begin growing in your Christian life. And if you are saved, make sure that your life is a life of expressed worship, displaying the light of Jesus Christ in a dark and dying world. This world needs to know that Jesus Christ is the light. And it's my prayer that this week, His light will shine through each and every one of us. God bless you.
You've been listening to Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily in the Word email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's paulchappell.com. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you.
If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.